Even his own brothers were like, yeah, you can't do anything. But David fought a giant with just one stone, and David later on became a king. Saul, he persecuted Christians, but then Saul became Paul, and Paul was a great apostle. And then Paul, he wrote most of the New Testament. And then Moses, he had a speech impediment, but God worked through him to lead the Israelites out of slavery. One reason why you need to be connected into a church family is to fulfill your calling to serve other believers in particular ways. There is no small service to God. It all matters. So whether it's just cleaning the toilets or, you know, working in the nursery, it all matters to God and to the church. There are no insignificant ministries in the church. Some are visible and some are behind the scenes, but all very valuable. Small and hidden ministries most make the biggest difference. Every ministry matters because we are all dependent on each other to function. So, what is holding you back from God's calling? God wants to work through you to make a difference. He wants to work through you to make a difference in the church, in the world, in other people's lives. If you turn back to Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good, which God prepared in advance for us to do." You are shaped to serve God. Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." God gives every believer spiritual gifts to be used in the ministry. When you are doing what you love to do, no one has to motivate you or challenge you or check up on you. You do it for the sheer enjoyment. Philippians 1:6 says, "I am sure that God, who began good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns." So, serve God in a way that expresses your heart. Find out what you love to do, and then do it. But do it for God's glory, because God deserves your best. What has God already told you to do that you haven't done yet? Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come to me and pray to me, and I will hear you and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require for me, and find me when you search for me with all your heart." So what God is saying there is that you don't have to be afraid to answer his calling, because he has plans for you, and they're for welfare and peace. They're not for harm. Nothing, you know, is going to happen to you as long as you stay with God. So what is God's calling to you? What is holding you back from God's calling? What has God already told you to do that you haven't started doing yet? To me, God's calling is using a gift that God has given you for his glory. So please stand for Song of Invitation.
We'll be singing "You Shine." It'll be on your screen.